Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, I'm going to show you the top five clips of Mike Winger. We're going to examine them to see if Mike is a solid teacher of God's Word or just an ear tickler. So are you ready? Let's go.
I think Mike Winger, in my opinion, I've always said this, should be the archetype for all discernment ministries because of the way he handles these things, because he doesn't do a 3-minute video like this as like a expose, gotcha. When Mike Winger does stuff like this, he tends to be very charitable, and specifically with questionable people, like a Bill Johnson or like a Joel Osteen, he extends a lot of charity.
Well, that was fellow YouTuber Ruslan KD, who affirms a lot of nonsense and is not anyone I would recommend you watch at all. But did you hear what he said about Mike Winger?
I think Mike Winger, in my opinion, I've always said this, should be the archetype for all discernment ministries.
No.
So we're going to look at the top five clips from Mike Winger, and we'll see if this is true or not. So let's get going. Number one, Mike says that Todd White is a Christian. Are you kidding me?
What do you mean by that?
Because I know you're going to ask, and I want to be as open and sincere as I can. I'll say a few things, and I think these things are all very important. First off, is Todd White sincere? I've watched literally hours and hours of footage of him, including his teachings as well as these street things. I think he's sincere. I don't know, but I think he's sincere. I really do. Is he really a Christian? I'm inclined to think he's really a believer.
So after Mike Winger supposedly watches hours and hours of Todd White and his ministry, you know, he comes up with the, I just don't know. I mean, he seems sincere, but I believe he's a Christian. Are you kidding me? Let's take a quick look and see if you can tell if Todd White is a Christian. Watch this.
Yeah. So I've been saved for 18 years. I have not lied for 18 years.
That's an extreme said no verse ever. 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 through 10 makes it very clear that if you claim to have no sin, that you are a liar, you are deceived, and the truth is not in you. But let's keep going.
The way that Jesus knew everything was he limited himself as a man, humbled himself, became a bondservant, was tempted at all points yet without sin, and he did everything that he did as a man in relationship with God. He didn't do what he did as God, he did what he did as a man.
He didn't do what he did as God, he did what he did as a man.
He had to, or he couldn't have saved us, because a man had to fulfill man's end of the covenant in order for us to have covenant with a God that made a covenant with man.
Because a man had to fulfill man's end of the covenant.
Wow, Todd White is preaching a different Jesus. According to him, Jesus was just a man in right relationship with God. No, absolutely not. Jesus is truly man and truly God. Or some prefer to say fully man and fully God, according to Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. But let's look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. It says, "For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily." It doesn't get much more clear than that. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 30, "I and the Father are one." So come on, Todd, just read the Bible.
But if I'm a believer that can see, and God says that anything I ask according to his will, he'll give it to me. He says that anything I ask in prayer, believing that I've received it, I'll receive it. He says that God's desire is that none perish, but that all be saved and come to the knowledge of him. Yeah. If that's what God's word says, and I'm a believer that's empowered with truth, and I serve the King of glory, mm-hmm. then I can actually claim somebody that doesn't believe, and there's no way for them to get out of it.
This is absolute nonsense. Last time I checked, the Bible never says that it was Todd Almighty who chose who would be saved.
Oh, snap!
No, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 said it was God who chose who would be saved before the foundation of the world.
And I have the privilege of introducing one of the amazing fathers in the body of Christ. Actually, he's really special to me, and I've just for years and years since I've been saved, have just looked at the rock solid ministry of Kenneth Copeland.
So Todd White endorses Kenneth Copeland, one of the worst false teachers of all times, and says he is his spiritual father. What?
Are you serious?
That is a load of nonsense and goes against Ephesians 5, verse 11, and 2 John 1, verses 9 through 11.
So he shared the gospel with me, and this is what he shared. He said that Jesus didn't just die for me because I was so horrible. He paid a price for me because I was worth the blood. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, see, the cross isn't just the revelation of your sin, it's the revealing of your value.
So what you just heard there was Todd White's version of the gospel. That is a man-centered gospel. It is a false gospel. See, the gospel is about Jesus, not about us and not about our value. But again, Mike Winger will say that he's watched tons of hours of Todd White and think he's saved. Really? No, absolutely not. Number two, Mike says that Joel Osteen is a Christian. Are you kidding me?
I do consider Joel Osteen and many in his group to be real Christians. Now, I get a lot of flack from them. I'm going to get comments right now in this video. Mike, how could you do that? I think that they are. Now, let me say, Joel Osteen, as far as I know, he truly affirms the true gospel. And if you pulled him aside and were like, what do you really believe about Jesus? He's gonna affirm all the right and true things about the real Jesus. Like he seems to be believing in the same Jesus I am.
So just because someone believes in Jesus, that makes them a Christian, right? No, I'm sorry. That's absolutely not true. Let's look at James chapter 2, verse 19. It says, even the demons believe. So just because someone is believing in a set of facts means nothing. So let's take a look at good old Joel Osteen for a second and see what he believes and see what he affirms. Watch this.
Clearly tells us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, and the only way to the Father is through him. That's not really a message of condemnation, but of truth.
Yeah, I would agree with her. I believe that.
So then Jew is not going to hell.
No,
you can't.
Well, here's my thing, Larry, is I can't judge somebody's heart, you know. I don't know. Only God can look at somebody's heart, and so I don't know. To me, it's not my business to say, you know, this one is or this one isn't. I'm just saying, here's what the Bible teaches, and I want to put my faith in, in Christ. And I think it's wrong when we go around saying, you know, you're not going, because it's not exactly my way. I'm not going to be the God.
You believe your way.
I believe my way. I believe my way with all my heart. But
for someone who doesn't share it,
well,
it is wrong, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if I look at it like that. I would present my way, but I'm just going to let God be the judge of that. I mean, I don't know.
So right there, you heard it with your own ears that Joel Osteen denies that Jesus is the only way to be saved. And he affirms that there are many paths to God. You guys, this is extremely problematic and extremely unbiblical. It goes against John 14:6, where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. I mean, let that sink in just a second. Joel is teaching a different gospel and a different Jesus.
Will a gay person be accepted into heaven as you see it?
Well, I believe they will.
So Joel says that homosexuals will absolutely be in heaven. That is so wrong. It's unbiblical and it's damning to homosexuals. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10 makes it clear that homosexuals will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
A member of your congregation comes to you and says, Joel, I really want to vote for Romney, but I'm concerned because he's a Mormon. I'm not sure he's a Christian. What do you say to that congregant?
Well, my personal views, Wolf, is that when I hear Mitt Romney say that he believes that Jesus is the Son of God, that he's the Christ raised from the dead, that he's his Savior, that's good enough for me. And I would encourage them in the same way is, you know what, we don't all have the same views. And I realize Mormonism is not traditional Christianity, but I'm probably a little broader and more open in the fact that when somebody loves Jesus and believes they're the Son of God, that's good for me.
And now for all the world to see, he says that Mormons are real Christians. Said no verse ever. Look at Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. It makes it very clear that they are not Christians. They are not saved, and they are under God's judgment.
And in dealing with people for several years, thousands of people, one thing I can tell you is 99.9% of people are not bad people. They may make poor choices, but deep down, they've got a good heart.
So according to Joel Osteen, we all have good hearts. Oh boy, that sounds wonderful. Guess what? Nope, absolutely not. Jeremiah 17 verse 9 makes it very clear that our hearts are wicked and are desperately sick. Also, Romans chapter 3 verse 10 makes it clear that none are righteous, no, not one. Number three, Mike says, I gain a lot from Bill Johnson and believe he's saved. Oh, come on, you guys. This is crazy.
If Bill Johnson were watching right now, I would say this. Pastor Bill, thank you. Actually, first, let me start with this. You actually inspire me to pray more, to trust God more, to seek God more. And I'm really grateful for that. I'm able to watch your videos and receive inspiration through a lot of what you say. And I actually think Bill Johnson is saved.
Wow. So Mike Winger gets inspiration from one of the worst churches and one of the worst false teachers in America today. Come on, you guys, this is a major, major issue. Let's look at the beliefs of Bill Johnson and Bethel Church for just a second. Watch this.
I don't know, did you know that Jesus was born again? Jesus was born again. He had to be. He became sin.
So Jesus was born again? What? No, absolutely not. He is preaching a false Jesus and twisting the Bible. Jesus was sinless and had no need to ever be born again.
Do you know that Jesus so restricted his function on earth that he actually couldn't heal anyone? He couldn't multiply food. He couldn't cast out devils. He couldn't do any of that stuff because he had restricted himself to the life of a human being that would have to be dependent on the Father through the Holy Spirit.
See, Bill Johnson preaches a false Jesus. In essence, he demotes Christ, makes him just a man in right relationship with God who's just human. Why does he do that? Well, again, it's to make us look amazing because we're human and we can do just what he did. We can raise the dead, we can heal the sick, we can cleanse lepers, we can forgive sins, we can do all the things that Jesus did because he was just a man. That is an absolute lie. We cannot do what Jesus did. Jesus is God. We are not. And finally, Mike says that he would have fellowship with Bethel. Oh, really?
And we'll not throw out the baby with the bathwater. I think these are our brothers and sisters in Christ. Bethel's not a church full of demons. I think they're a church full of people that are sincere, who have some things off. And we don't want to copy those things, if nothing else. But we still want to, I would still fellowship with them. I would still call them my brothers and sisters in the Lord. Absolutely.
Now, yes, Mike Winger did make a follow-up video about Bethel Church being a little more critical of them. But if he truly believed that in his follow-up video, then why would he keep the old video still up that has all those false statements about Bill Johnson being saved and I would still worship with Bethel Church? Think about that a second. It's because it's all about the money, not about the truth. Number four, Mike says, I don't know when it comes to the subject of can you lose your salvation? This is something you really got to check out. Watch this.
Once someone is born again, can they lose their salvation due to bad behavior? Brother Dave, this is a question I've received a lot. And I understand it's especially coming from new believers, but I get this question all the time, which is a question of can a person lose their salvation, and then fill in the blank for the reason that you give there. And on this question, kind of like the Genesis one, I'm not confident in my answer on this question. And
did they lose their salvation? Like, what's the story with these soils? This is something that I think about, and I think others think about, and I don't have the perfect answer for you. I'm just going to give you a few thoughts as you're trying to work through this. The first soil, were they saved? No. They clearly rejected the gospel itself, the word. They rejected it. They're clearly not saved. The second soil is, in Mark, you read about it, and it doesn't seem like it's pushing that they were saved. They heard it. They received it with joy, but we're not sure if that means that they were saved or if they just received it with joy. Luke says it a little bit different. In Luke chapter 8, verse 12, it says that those beside the road are those who've heard, then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart. I'm talking about the first soil. But look at what it says. So that they will not believe and be saved. So in Luke, when the seed's taken away from the first soil, it's so that they will not what? Believe and be saved. This implies that the belief is related to salvation. Then in verse 13, the next verse, it says this about the second soil. Those on the rocky soil are those who, when they hear the word, or when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no firm root. They believe for a while, and in a time of temptation, fall away. That's interesting. Is it saying they lost their salvation? I don't know. And I'm not sure if that's the point of what's going on in the parable, is to even answer this question for us. They certainly appeared to be saved and then fell away. I think we can all agree there. And we all know people like this who appeared to be saved and then now they're not walking with Christ. And you're like, okay, we can all affirm they appeared to be saved. Were they really, really saved? I don't know, but there's the information from Luke. That's kind of the pivotal passage that I think people would bring up, is Luke seems to imply that belief brings salvation, and he says they believe for a while. So what's going on here? And I personally am not 100% sure. The third soil, they may well just be unfruitful and actually saved. And, you know, 1 Corinthians talks about our fruit will be tested, and yet even if the fruit is burned up, the works are burned up, yet he is saved. The person's still saved. This is 1 Corinthians. So this may actually be talking about a Christian who's just not bearing fruit in their life, which may be the case. It doesn't seem clear, though, either. So I'm kind of leaning towards thinking that this parable isn't really meant to weigh in on the issue of can people lose their salvation, personally. The fourth, are they saved? Well, yes, obviously. It's like, obviously. So first and fourth, obviously not saved, obviously saved. Second and third are a little bit tricky, in my opinion. And my conclusion personally is, I don't know.
I don't know.
When it comes to the issue of losing your salvation, the Bible couldn't be more clear. The answer is you cannot lose your salvation. If you have a pen or paper, write down some of these verses. And this is just scratching the surface, by the way. But here are some of the verses that prove that eternal security is a biblical doctrine. See, if salvation could be lost, you and I would absolutely lose it. Because we struggle with sin. We are literally frail. We have issues in ourselves. But Jesus is the one who saves. And Jesus is the one who keeps us saved. Number five. Mike says that he believes that the prophet at Bethel Church, Chris Vallotton, is saved. And no, I'm not kidding.
Chris Vallotton, the prophet of Bethel, I think he's also probably saved. And I think even real prophecy and real healing are coming out of this group.
So not only does Mike Winger affirm that there's a prophet at Bethel Church, but he says that he's saved. Oh, really? Well, let's take a little look into that one just a second. Watch this.
The reason why you can heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out demons is because of who you are. Jesus didn't say, pray for the sick. He said, heal the sick. Well, only God can heal the sick. That's why he said, be imitators of God. Listen, I can't heal the sick. Only God can heal the sick. That's right. You are sons of God. In fact, Jesus quoted the psalmist when he said, you are gods, and the word gods is little g. Ye is big G, and you are little g. You're little g God.
So according to Chris Vallotton, who's the prophet at Bethel Church in Redding, California, we are little gods. Oh boy. Said no verse ever. He is twisting what it says in Psalm 82, verse 6. By the way, this was just a warning to unjust kings and rulers who were acting like gods. See, if you read the following verse, Psalm 82, verse 7, it says, and you will all die like mere men. So no, we are not little gods. Chris Vallotton is a false teacher and a false prophet. And yes, he has made many false prophecies, of which he says it's no big deal. He also claims that Jesus appeared to him in his bathroom. Did you hear what I just said? Appeared to him in his bathroom? That absolutely did not happen. He also claims that he has restored thousands of girls' virginity. This is pure nonsense and totally made up. But yet Mike Winger claims that this man is a Christian and is saved. See, Mike Winger is an ear tickler. He tells you what you want to hear. That's why he has so many subscribers on his YouTube channel. He doesn't have those followers because he rightly divides God's word. He gets it from saying, I don't know, and from sugarcoating and watering down the truth. See, when you play the middle of the road, no one is offended. No toes are stepped on. And that's what gets you tons of followers and tons of love from gullible people who want to hear what they want to hear, not what they need to hear. Just like Alan Parr, who has well over 1 million subscribers because he waters down and sugarcoats the truth. These guys have got to stop this middle of the road nonsense and start rightly dividing God's word. See, lives are at stake. People are looking for answers, and saying I don't know simply doesn't cut it. And telling people that false teachers are Christians is pure garbage.